be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." Jesus said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord. It may surprise you a bit this morning to learn that those who study Scripture for a living tell us that this story of Jesus' temptations were written not so much as a history of what happened to Jesus as he was preparing for his mission, but a story of the temptations which Israel faced in the desert during their exodus, and which Jesus and his church, the new Israel, faced in that first century as it tried to fulfill his mission. For Matthew, who was writing for Jewish Christians, Jesus is the new Israel who succeeded where the Israel of the Exodus failed in the 40 years in the desert. This happened, this story here, after Jesus had fasted, just like Moses had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights before going up to Mount Sinai. Let's take a look more closely at these tests or temptations. In the first temptation, the devil challenges Jesus to use his miraculous powers like the promised Messiah would, to provide bread not only for himself but for all the people. Jesus responds with the same words that Moses used in the book of Deuteronomy when Moses recalled how God had tested the people with hunger in the desert, and they complained, they failed. The words of Moses and of Jesus, "Not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." In the second temptation, the devil takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and tells him to jump to see if God will protect him and save him, as he promised, to test God by doing something spectacular. But just as Moses condemned his people for testing God, whether God would get water out of a rock in the desert, Jesus again quotes Moses, who had reprimanded his people with the same words, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." In the third temptation, the devil promises Jesus the whole world if he will just fall down and worship him. And again, Jesus uses the words of Moses, who condemned his people for worshiping the golden calf when he said, "The Lord your God shall you fear, him alone shall you serve." So in the desert, Jesus becomes the new Adam in complete obedience to God, as Paul theologized in that second reading. But Jesus also becomes the new chosen people, the new Israel, because unlike the original Israelites in the desert, in their 40 years in the wilderness, the Exodus, he needed no miracle of bread, as they did. He did not test God for asking for miracles, as they did. He worshiped no golden calf or idol. The story of his passing those tests in the desert is a preview of how he would overcome evil and Satan in his public life, casting out devils and establish a new reign of God for all time, how he and his church would do that. As Jesus said to the devil, "Away with you, Satan," and he passed the tests A+. These stories of Adam and Eve and Jesus and the devil ask one question of you and me today. And in fact, they set up the whole structure of Lent for us this year, 2017. There's one question that will appear in almost all of the scriptures, the Gospels especially, they will be reading during this Lent. The question is, do you believe? Do you believe? Adam and Eve didn't believe enough in God to trust God. They believed Satan instead and gave in to his temptation. Jesus believed God completely and rejected every temptation of the devil. The rest of us, the rest of Lent, will challenge you and me with that same question to test us. Do you believe? Next Sunday, we're going to hear the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. And God's voice will say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." How well do we believe that? Then will come three Sundays in a row in which the question is more explicit. First, we'll hear the story of the woman at the well. Jesus tells her, "I am the living water," and challenges her with the words, "Believe me." Will we? In the next Sunday's story of the man born blind, after Jesus heals him and he goes through that interrogation by the Pharisees, Jesus is even more explicit when he says to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He'll be asking us that same question. And most challenging will be the story the following Sunday, the story of the raising of Lazarus, in which Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?" What will our answer be? Finally, on Palm Sunday, we're going to enter Holy Week with a symbol of faith, the palm branch, a symbol of victory over death. That is, if we believe that it is. So our whole journey of Lent will come to a climax on Easter, when after these 40 days of challenging our faith and renewing it as we celebrate the great events of our salvation, Holy Thursday and Good Friday, we will have the opportunities to renew our baptisms, our faith, our commitment to Jesus the Christ. We will do that by answering those challenging questions that were first asked at our baptism. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? If we have spent Lent answering the question every week, "Do you believe?" going with the flow of Lent, we should have no problem answering that on Easter Sunday with our hearts full of conviction. That's what Lent is designed to do for you and me. May that process, which began last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, with the words, "Repent and believe the good news, the gospel, the good news of the kingdom," may that process continue fruitfully in each one of our hearts as we are nourished each Sunday by the Eucharist, our manna in the desert, the mystery of faith.